British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
Sing us in, Brian.
Oh, I'm back.
All right.
Wait, hold on.
Are you going to give us a new jingle?
This is the intro jingle.
That was amazing. That was really good. I am astounded.
This is the K-pop Ted Box Show with Eric Nam. This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop Ted Box Show with Eric Nam. Ooh.
You know what? I give you credit because you actually got the right. You like changed the tune a little bit so it's not as off pitch.
We've come so far.
How are we still doing this, Brian? We don't even make money.
The first episode was recorded in that like…
My kitchen counter first.
Oh yeah. First it was your kitchen counter. Second episode was at Diane's old office.
And now we're at Dive Studios, bro.
Now we're at Dive Studios.
We got a lamp that doesn't have a light bulb.
We have windows.
We have windows that leak all the sound.
We have cameras. We have mics.
All right, can I do my show?
We got cookies.
Can you stop talking? I'm trying to do my show, man.
All right, just let me know when you need the jingles. I'll be here.
All right, thanks, bro. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the K-Pop Ted Box Show with Eric. Now, this is not a new show. This is just me talking about some K-pop songs and life and stuff. How's that cookie, Brian? All right, you guys can connect with us, please, on the Ted Box Show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And join our, our YouTube at youtube.com/TedBoxShow. No, youtube.com/Dive Studios, correct? God, I'm brilliant. There you have videos and content from myself, The Tableau Show, and Jamie's What Would Jamie Do as well. And you guys, of course, can join our super exclusive secretive newsletter where you have all the greatest, most important information about our show. All right, I'm going to catch up with you guys just real quick. So this episode, by the time this episode's up, my new song, Love Die Young, is out. Love Die Young. Please don't let this love die young. Please don't let this love die young. That song's out, and we have a full album coming this week, you guys. It is packed. The album is called Before We Begin. The lead single off of it is called Congratulations, and it features Marky Bassey, who's one of my favorite, you know, singers, rappers, songwriters. And we shot the music video with John John, who directed all the Macklemore videos, a bunch of Shawn Mendes videos. My team and I all put so much into this album in terms of music, sonically, lyrically, stylistically, visually. It was a lot. So I hope you guys really enjoy it. Please, 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 when this album comes out, November 14th, right? The album comes out. It's called Before We Begin. Please stream the hell out of it. Download it. Go to YouTube. Watch it multiple times. Go to Spotify. Go to Apple Music. I don't care what you're on. Deezer, Jux. Just please, like, listen to it a lot. And tell all your friends and your grandma and your grandpa and your uncle and your auntie and your boyfriend and your girlfriend and your ex-boyfriend and your ex-girlfriend. I don't care. Please, because for me personally, putting this album out is incredibly significant because it's an all-English album. But also because I feel like, you know, I think part of the reason we do like corners on this show where we talk about more indie musicians and that kind of stuff is we, like, I like to think of myself as a very independent musician. And so when it comes to being able to continue to put out music and tour and do things, like, it really, I need people listening to it and supporting it and like going out there and just putting on for myself and my music. And I can only do so much. I need my nomination, my fans and my listeners to really help me out on that. So if you do, I love you so much. And I will hopefully be able to put out more music and see you on tour very soon because of it. Otherwise, I'm going to just retire. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to be driving a bus for Super M and like the girl group version or whatever. I don't know. Like, I'm going to be out of a job. So help a brother out, y'all. But for reals, it's really good. Brian, you heard the entire album, right?
I've listened to like 4 of the songs.
That's it?
I don't have the files.
Sucks to be you.
I saw the music video though.
What'd you think?
It's pretty cool.
But yeah, I will say Mercedes-Benz hooked it up with that nice car. I don't know what it was, but I want that car. So Mercedes-Benz, if you need a good-looking singer-songwriter to drive around your car.
Call me.
Not you, call me. I'm trying to steal my car, bro. Yo, that's a nice car. I was like, I'm a break it car. So I was really nervous about driving it. Anyways, so the album's out. November 14th, the single Love Die Young is out. Please save it, download it, follow me on Spotify, on Apple Music, do all that. There's a lyric video for Love Die Young out on YouTube as well. And it's been a lot. It's been a long process, an incredibly long process. So please listen to it. And on that note, we're going to jump into our new releases. Are you ready? Is you ready? Here we go. First up, we have TXT's 9¾, aka Runaway. All right, so this is from TXT's first full-length album, The Dream Chapter, Magic. It was released October 21st, and the title is, of course, a reference to Harry Potter and the famous train station that takes students to Hogwarts. The song is light, energetic, upbeat, and it kind of plays with, like, magic and all this stuff. And they're in high school running around and finding, like, another portal to another world, that kind of thing. For me, I just wish I was back in high school without like all the pimples and all like the nerdiness going on. That's like pretty much, I was like, if I look like that and I dress that well, wearing that expensive clothes and like drawing chalk on the ground in high school, that would have been pretty cool. But that was not my life. I was driving a black Town and Country minivan from Lord knows like 1994 or 5 or 6 when Brian was born. And it was great. It was embarrassing. But it's all good. We've overcome. And Mercedes-Benz is going to come in and give me a car. Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're all good. We super good. So, TXT, obviously, younger brother group to BTS. They debuted early this year to a lot of fanfare. And they released their official fandom name in August. It's called BoA. And it stands for Moments of Alwaysness. The Korean meaning for BoA means to collect and to gather. So I guess it's to like gather all your fans into one like thing. That kind of thing. You know. How's that cookie, Brian? Crinkle, crinkle, pop, pop. But Moments of Alwaysness, I'm sure, you know, fans love it. Always is a cool word. I make up my own words all the time. Like shambubulinid.
What'd you call me?
Shambubulinid.
What'd you call me?
Shambubulinid.
So offensive.
But I'm sure all the boys are incredibly excited about this new album release. And if, you know, the strategy for BTS and how they grew in, you know, the industry is any telling factor, I'm sure they will be on tour in a city near you very, very, very soon. So, Diane, your question here is, what is my fandom's name? My fandom's name is Nam Nation. All you Nam Nations, scream, holla, wherever you are, in the subway or
how long did that not take you to come up with? How long did that take to come up?
Oh, it took years.
What were the other options?
Wait, did you come up with it or was it a fan?
I think I came up with a bunch of options and I took options from fans and we like voted on it. But it was like Nampyeon and Nam Nation. So what we settled on was the fan club name is Nam Nation.
Thank God.
And then, sheesh, bro.
Nampyeon?
And then the individual members of Nam Nation are called Nampyeons. So Nampyeon, like, yes, it means husband, but it also means pyeon, means like on your side. Nan in ni pyeonya, like I'm on your side. Ne pyeonya, you're on my side. So Eric Nampyeon, you're on Eric Nam's side, that kind of thing. So it's like saying it's called the United States of America, but citizens are called Americans, pretty much. That's how I've justified it. Don't fight me on it.
Oh my God.
Don't fight me.
That's so defensive.
Don't fight me.
You got so defensive immediately.
Listen, listen. Don't fight me on it. Okay. All right. All right. Next up, we have winners. So-so.
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
All right, so winners. So, this comeback was on October 23rd, written by Seungyoon and airplay with lyrics by Seungyoon, Mino, and Seungyoon. This is from their new EP, Cross. Sonically, it is kind of in line with their other songs, but it's a little more like, it's a little more interesting to me, and it's a little more somber and sad. And the lyrics in the video, they all express like very like melancholiness and like being down and just feeling so-so about everything, you know, like there's stuff about like, you know, even relationships, you're gonna break up anyways, like that kind of stuff. And it's pretty dark. It's dramatic. It's cinematic. There's acting. There's Emmys and Golden Globes and Oscars to be given away here. And at one point, Seungyoon, this is scandalous, guys. If you're under the age of whatever legal age, close your ears. He's naked in the video. Oh my God, guys. Yeah. Literally here, our producers and writers wrote, Seungyoon is shown emotionally and literally stripped raw, aka he naked.
Oh my God.
But in a very artistic and tasteful way.
Yeah.
It was. But anyways, I personally really liked this video. When I first heard the song, I was like, eh, like, it's cool. It's edgy. Like, I don't know if I'd like put it on repeat because it's kind of somber. But if you watch it with the video, it makes so much more sense. And I actually preferred it a lot more with the video because visually it's so cool. Like, I want to do a video like that. It's just probably mad crazy expensive. So I probably can't because I work on budgets. I'm balling on budgets. That's why I'm saying y'all gotta stream my stuff so I can be like, I got a budget. Winter had their 5th year anniversary this past August. And I saw them recently, a few weeks ago, at an event. They're doing well. They're doing concerts. They're going on tour. So congrats to Winter on So-So and their comeback. Your question here is, what's your awkwardness level when having to act and emote really dramatically for your music videos? Has that changed? I'm a horrible actor, guys. Like, literally the worst actor. And I think I'm just too real and honest about stuff. Like, I can't get into that. And I think the other thing is, like, people see me as, like, a very lighthearted, like, casual person. And so when I try to get deep or, like, romantic or serious, people can't take me seriously. Like, the people that I'm even acting with or who are directing me. So they're, like, on the side, dying, trying not to break up. And it's always my staff, like my hair and makeup, they're like in the background. I'm like, yo, that was a good take. And they're like, that was hard. So which is why I like try to avoid acting anything. I think, I don't know if I could maybe act in English. I could never do it in Korean either. Like, it's never gonna happen. I just got asked to be in a drama as a cameo and I was like, nope. They're like, you don't even have to talk. I was like, no. Did I even hesitate? Hell no. They're like, but it's a really good drama. It's like, no, not doing it.
Do you know what your role would have been?
Literally the role was nice church guy.
L O L.
I was like, nope, not doing it. Sorry. All right. On that note, we're gonna go on to the next song. Super Junior's back with Super Clap. Superclap was released on August 17th. This is from their ninth, oh my gosh, full Korean album, Time Slip. Active members currently are Ituk, Hichul, Yesong, Shindong, Eunhyuk, Donghae, Siwon, Ryeok, and Kyuhyun. And the song is about wanting to take a break from all the bad stuff going on in the world and to clap along to a happy, because I'm happy, beat. And you got that funk, you got that electro bass, you got a very, very, very typical, upbeat, exciting Super Junior song. And I am so excited to see them back because they have a sound about them that is just very, very distinctly Super Junior. Like, I don't think anybody right now in Korea pulls off a sound like their sound like they do. It's just a Super Junior sound. It's playful. It's not too serious. The music video is funny. It's humorous. And it's just easy listening. So I'm excited to see them back. They are on a world tour, I believe. They kick off in Seoul in October, and they go through February 2020. It's called Super Show 8. So if you guys are around, you might be able to see them. And you know that they are very, very well known for their kind of we don't give a shh attitude as longtime veterans in the K-pop industry. And I feel like it's, whenever I watch stuff when they're together, I just find it hilarious because I think they have a great chemistry that only comes from working together for, I don't know, 10 plus years. So congrats to Super Junior. I personally, more than like the title track, I like their pre-release track, which is called I Think I. And I thought it was a very nice guitar-driven, easy to listen song. So go ahead, listen to that as well. And that wraps up our Super Junior kind of talk. But honestly, like, I don't know them all like too well. Like I've done radio with Ryeok. I was on his radio show for a few months. You know, I've seen Siwon Young a good bit here and there, out and about. Donghae Young, I used to see every once in a while because he, like, I would go to Henry's house to hang out. This is like when I first got to Korea, and he literally lived next door to Donghae, and so I saw him there. I remember the first time at Super Junior, I like freaked out because Henry was like, hey, can you come see me at a music show? I was like, yeah, we'll come say hi. What's up? We go. And it just so happened that he was doing, I think it was like Super Junior M or something. And so I go and I was like, I'm just going to sit outside. And he's like, no, come like say hi to all the Hyungs. And this is like 2013, 14. Like there's no way they know who I am, right? And this is like the first time I'm ever meeting like major, like Super Junior in that way. So I walk in, it's like, 안녕하세요. And I inside, and they're like, and Henry's like, oh, this is my friend. He's Eric, blah, blah, blah. And I believe Choi Young was like, oh yeah, man, like I'll see you next time, that kind of thing. And I just like, I booked it out of there because I was like super nervous. And like, I didn't know what to do. So I like book it out of there. And this is like a perfect example of like when I've talked about people misunderstanding and misconstruing like me in a certain way. So in my head, like I had like a full out freak out. So I inside, I believe like multiple times, just be like, 안녕하세요, 안녕하세요, 안녕하세요. But I won't say who, but one of the members another time was like, yo, when I first met you, like I thought you were so 싸가지없어. Like, and I was like, what? And, like, I thought you were rude. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And he's like, no, but then like they told me you're from America. So like, I'm cool about it. I was like, okay, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't know what to do. I was just like, I'm so sorry. Because for me, it's like, that just happened a lot to me where I was always trying to be overly polite. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm just freaking walking on eggshells and about to have a panic attack because I don't know like how to properly carry on a conversation outside of 안녕하세요. And then they say something, I'm like, my Korean's horrible. So I just remember being super freaked out. But super freaked out. But then like it was completely cool. No like hard feelings or anything like that. But I just remember for me, that was like, after that point, I was even more careful. Just like whenever I go somewhere, to be like, 안녕하세요, 안녕하세요, 예린아입니다, 안녕하세요, 안녕하세요, 안녕하세요. And they're like, it got to a point where people, I think the next time I saw Super, you're like, stop saying hi. Like, you've already said hi. Like, you already said it. I was like, I know. I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't even have friends. Like, I don't know how to talk to people. And they're like, no, like, it's fine. Just like, just chill. I was like, okay, thank you. Bye. I love you. Bye. Okay. So, anyways, Super Junior's back. I'm super excited about it. I'm hoping you're super excited about it. And let's move on to some personal recommendations. This week, personal recommendations, obviously, we have my song, Love Die Young. I also, if you guys did not know, snuck out another song with Kwon Sunil of Oban Takapa. And the song is called Neil. It's called Tomorrow. It's a super beautiful song. Check it out real quick. So, obviously, this is a beautiful song. I love this song personally. It's called Tomorrow, Neil. It's Kwon Sunil of Oban Takapa featuring me, Eric Nam. And also, we want to shout out Jackson Wang, who is finally out with his first big English project. It's called Mirrors, and the title song off of it has Rich Brian on it. So, if you guys haven't, go ahead, check it out. They ain't even like me last year. Now they know my face. China on the base. We be in the place. On whatever you're listening to on the title song is called Titanic. That's about it for our song recommendations for this week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are in crazy ramblings. Ramble, ramble, ramble.
Ramble.
All right, guys. So we have Brian here in the studio. How you been, dude? You just got good. In like yesterday, right?
Got in, yep, early yesterday morning.
Well, welcome back to the show. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's right. Brian's birthday.
It's Brian's birthday.
Today,
it's
my birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Thanks.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So as a gift, I didn't get this for you.
Mm-hmm.
One of my fans made this.
What? Even better.
So we have some goodies to talk about. My goodies, my goodies.
Be all right, Diane. Be very visually descriptive for the audio listeners.
All right, Diane, you have a little card for you here.
Oh.
I'm looking at Eric holding a card.
And so somebody made us little gifts. Brian, this is for you.
I am looking at a pumpkin keychain. But these pumpkins aren't just any pumpkins. They are... Wool.
So they knitted keychains and pins of strawberries for me, jack-o'-lantern pumpkins for Brian. What is that? Skulls?
Yeah.
For Diane.
I thought for a second this was supposed to be some kind of like voodoo doll of me. Oh, and no. I got so scared.
No. On the letter they wrote like, because you love Halloween.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
That's where they did it. And then for Eddie, they made acorns because he's an acorn
right.
man.
That is awesome.
And then... Okay, and then, are you ready for this? They made pins of Taebak. And it's like a cartoon, and it says Taebak, and stickers.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Whoa.
Are you
That's
jealous?
Cool. Well, so, yeah. Not really, because this person actually asked me to marry them.
Oh.
Okay, well.
So I win.
Congrats.
Congrats.
Sorry to hear that.
Thanks, Sanu.
All right, and then they painted like a picture that I had like a watercolor picture that I put on my Insta story. It's so pretty. It's so well done. If you guys want to see it, go on YouTube and check it out. It's beautifully, beautifully done.
Is this one person doing all
yeah.
these?
Yeah, I wow. believe so. And then there's also a, look, it's a like a bobby or it's like a paper clip with K-pop Taebak on it.
Dang. Isn't that awesome?
Ooh.
So like you can use it in your notebook or your bookmark if you read.
Or
but
in your,
I don't
your
read.
Hair.
Or in your hair, yeah.
Oh yeah, cool. we talked about how Eric never learned to read.
Do you know, okay, I need to talk about this real quick. Somebody sent like massive emails and were like, how could you say that you don't read? And I was like, did we talk about this last time?
No, what do you mean? Like they got mad at you for saying you don't
yeah,
read?
Yeah, they were like, you're ruining your image because people think you're smart. And I was like, you don't need to read like the Atlas Shrugged in order to be smart. I don't
Wait,
need
what?
To
you
read…
Don't?
I don't need to read, like…
It's just you over and over in this podcast goes like, I don't need to read. I hate reading. Reading sucks. I don't read.
I was like, yo, I don't gotta read, like, Homer's The Odyssey to be smart. Like, I don't think that's such an old conservative way of thinking. Like, there's so many ways to get content and information. There's videos, there's audio, like this brilliant podcast called K-pop Tebak. There's I like to read magazines and I read a lot of newspapers because for me, like, current events and that stuff is incredibly, like, that's fascinating to me. I don't particularly love fiction, right? Unless it's like Marvel or like, you know. So yeah, I'm cool with that. If you got a problem, I'm sorry. Like, I personally find more value in reading articles and news and that stuff. So that's what I was doing in college. But they're just like, how could you say that? I was like,
look. I can't look at you the same way. I'm going to have to side with this person.
Brian, how often do you read?
I don't read.
Diane, what? Did you read a lot?
When?
In college.
In college? Oh, I've never even bought a book that they
See,
told me to buy.
This is not an isolated incident.
Well, I like reading articles.
I love reading. That's what I'm saying.
I read scripts.
I don't
I read things that are like.
Wait, what does that mean?
Scripts? For movies and TVs? TV production.
Duh. But like just read it like.
Yeah, we have to read and write scripts.
Oh, but like in your like free time, like recreationally.
Yeah, I used to do that too. Recreationally read scripts for movies I like.
Oh.
See, like that I understand because that's what she wants to do. That's like what she said. For me, I was an international studies major. So like reading some history and like learning about history. Yeah, I did some of it, but I'd not read a full entire book on stuff because look, it already happened. Someone could tell me or I can get the synopsis from someone and be like, oh, that's why they went to war and this is what happened. That's enough for me.
Yeah.
So
I had a friend who notoriously always procrastinated like literature, like essays, like or, you know, like in class essay writing for like AP English. He would always read the book literally as he's sitting there right before class starts. Like that's when he'll start reading it. And then one day I remember coming in, he looked up at me, he goes, you know, this is a pretty good book. It's actually pretty good.
Like, did he pass? How did he do?
He was like one of those annoying, really naturally smart,
them.
Like all fives, all 100%.
One of those.
Yeah.
So how do you consume content the best? Like what? How do you learn the best?
Eric? Me?
See, he's just on his phone texting in the middle of a podcast.
Listen to me.
Recording.
Look.
Are you a visual learner or are you a textual learner?
Can I be very honest? I don't think I can actually process any more information in my life. Like
what
I've
does that mean?
Peaked.
Yeah, like, your what is it? Like RAM is full.
My RAM in my head is like fully like done. I need like 100 terabytes to just like deplug and put it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because
there's nothing in there you can like throw in the trash. Discard. I'm sure there's some stuff you can find.
I mean, yeah, like old relationships and stuff.
Damn.
But like,
Do it.
But I mean, wait, no. But like, I think I used to be a very audio, like a, what is it called? An auditory learner.
Okay.
I think that was
it. We get what you mean.
Yeah. I think that was me.
Yeah.
But now, like what's kind of unfortunate is like the lifestyle that I live. And being in this industry, because you're required to do so many things, like this is not normal. Let's put it this way. I have to be on TV. I have to do radio. I do a podcast. I write all my own music, put out albums, music videos, and tour. And I have to manage the business aspect of it. Like it's more than one person should ever be able to do. So and throughout it, like I'm meeting hundreds of people that I'm co-hosting with or that I'm interviewing or whatever. So my brand can't take it. My brain can't.
You
see,
called your brain your brand.
His brain is his brand.
Wow,
I can't even
millennial.
Speak. I can't even do this.
But you know what? I learn very well through, because I know you're curious to know. You know those infographics? I love infographics.
You're such a businessman.
So I just want to say that the only reason we heard him out is because it's his birthday. I was not curious at all. I didn't ask you, bro.
Thanks, guys.
Anyways, thank you for all the gifts and happy birthday, Brian.
Thanks. quick shout out to the stickers we have.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we got stickers, y'all. Oh, man. Brian brought me gifts from the States, too. So we have stickers here. We have a Tebak sticker. We have a Crazy Ramblings sticker.
Crazy Ramblings.
Another K-pop Tebak sticker and a Dive Studio sticker. All right, guys. So you can get these on, is it the Dive Studio website?
Divestudios.io.
That's the website? .io?
Oh, yeah. That's our website.
Uh-huh.
And there's like a link to our shop.
Oh. Oh, yeah. So we finally have merch coming soon. We personally designed it and the quality is really good.
That's like one thing we did not skimp out on.
Yeah.
Was quality.
High quality.
That's actually why it's taken so long. Like
we've done iteration.
The manufacturing houses out in LA. Found the best material hoodie you can find. I'm talking, it's as soft as a bunny's.
Say it.
Bottom.
Bro, if you're going to say something, you got to commit to it.
I don't even know where I was going
with bunny's
that.
Bottom. Yeah, so it's super button. Bunny's bottom is super
soft.
But it's
super nice.
All right, guys. So check out the website. Sign up for the website. Newsletter. We have a lot more content coming. We got some new shows coming, I believe, on Dive Studios as well. And you guys, have
Eric's
a great
new show.
Huh?
Your new show.
Oh, yeah. I have a new show coming. That's really coming soon. We finally have a name. We finally have a title. We finally have artwork. We're getting there. We have some.
Oh, say man. It.
It's called I Think You're Dope.
Oh.
Drop the mic. Mic drop. Mic drop. So yeah, I Think You're Dope is coming very soon. And you guys can hear some conversations we had with some great artists and interesting people around the world. So thanks for listening to this episode of K-Pop Tebak. Go stream my new song, Love Die Young, and look forward to the new album coming this week, November 14th. Have a great one. And be happy, be healthy.
Peace.
Bye, guys.
Outro. Thank you for listening to K-Pop Tebak with Eric Nam.
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.